Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Tanis Daf Ches. We begin on the very last line of Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara discussed a pasuk, which read, Im keha habarzel v'hu loy ponim kilkel, and provided some explanations on that pasuk. Today, we're going to go back to that pasuk and provide several more explanations. Firstly, Reish Lakish Amar. The pasuk is referring to the following case. Mar'isa Talmud. If you ever notice a Talmud, Shalimudai Kashal of Kabarz, this student has a difficult time understanding his learning. His learning is difficult to him like Barzel, like a piece of metal. Doesn't absorb, doesn't produce. Has a hard time understanding the true meaning of his learning. Ben Yoyada says, Barzel can be read Lev Zar. The same letters, Beis, Reish, Zayin, Lamed. Lev Zar. His heart is distanced from his learning. He doesn't really appreciate the clarity and understanding of his learning. Why is that? Bishvil Mishnasoy She'ino Sedur Olav. It's because his Mishnah, his facts, are all disorganized. Before you get to delving into the deeper meaning, what we call Gemara, analysis, and Havana of learning, you have to have your facts straight. First comes the Mishnais. They have to be organized in a Mesudar fashion. His learning before Gemara was disorganized. Shenemar Behulay, the reason why he doesn't have it is Panim Kilkel. He was Makalkel Panim, the Mishnah which leads into Gemara. He has to get his facts straight before he can go ahead and go deeper into his learning. Maitakante, what's the remedy for this situation? Yarbe be yeshiva, spend more time amongst other Talmidim. Try to reorganize your Mishnayis, and then once you have that down packed, proceed to the next level. Shenemar v'chayolam yigbar v'yisrin hishachachma. V'chayolam yigbar, increase. The chayolam, the soldiers, meaning associate with colleagues, with chaverim, in the yeshiva, to reorganize your learning, which will allow you to attain clarity. The pasuk continues, v'yisrin hishachachma, which means better. Had he not gotten into the situation to begin with, Kolishkin, of course, in Mishnasoy Stura Lemikara, if initially he would have ensured that his learning was properly organized, that would have been better off. It's always easier to do things right to begin with than to rectify a mistake. Let's go up to Rashi on top. Shilimudu Kashalot Kibarz. Shikasholai has a difficult time getting to the true meaning of his learning. Merev Kushis. Why is that? Mishvil Mishnasa She'enas Duralei. Ve'enas Zoyecha Maksiba. He doesn't have a true recollection of the actual halachas that he learned. Ulefichach Eni Yadeh Lefarik. He doesn't know how to answer the questions. He's unsure as to the facts themselves. Inami. Or alternatively, Shigarsa Batos. He mistakenly quotes things in the wrong way. Poiter Alachiv. V'machayev Alaptur. V'makshilom D'achrite. Now he has a kash. Well, how could it be Pater? Isn't it a stira from another place? Well, the fact to begin with wasn't correct. V'achim mashmakra. The pasuk means like this. V'hu loy. Why doesn't he have a true understanding of learning? She'en eni yudeh shmu asay. Why? Mipnei she'panem kilkel. She'kilkel b'mishnah she'kodim l'gemara. Panem means the mishnah which precedes the gemara. He doesn't have a true grasp of mishnah is before he went to the gemara. And that's problematic. What's the Takana Yarba be yeshiva, says Rashi, Shiastiru, Bnei Yeshiva Mishnasai. He'll hang around other Talmidim, and they'll afford him clarity. He'll get it all straight, he'll organize it. Shenema b'chayolim, which means Bain Talmidim, Shem Chayolis, Chayolis, between the Talmidim, amongst the other students, who are considered soldiers of Hashem, soldiers of Torah, they'll lend to his clarity, they'll give him back his organization. V'yisran Hirshir. Preferably, he should have done it to begin with. Because now it's already one bundle of confusion. It's hard to straighten things out. Better off, if you have it clear to begin with, dwell on the Mishnayis. The Gemara elsewhere says, Ligris v'hadalizbar. First you meant on this, learn, bekiyus, learn and learn. And then, take those facts, take that knowledge and delve deeper. First comes chachma, just the knowledge. Then comes the bina, then the das, the wisdom, and the true understanding. Continues the Gemara. Ki hadrish lakish, as we find that Rish Lakish followed this. method. First he got things clear, and then, only then did he go deeper. Have a masader masnisei. Arboim zinen. He would arrange his learning. He would review all his learning 40 times over and over. Keneged memyoim shenitna Torah. The number 40 is special, corresponds to the 40 days that it took for Moshe Rabbeinu to get the Torah. Marshall explains, it wasn't that he learned throughout the 40 days. It wasn't the same material that took 40 days. It was actually over and over. Every day he would review the Torah again. So we see the concept of reviewing something 40 times. Someone first points to the fact that it takes 40 days for the Yetziras Havlad, for the fetus to become formed. So 40 is this magic number which allows a person to truly absorb, internalize what he's learning into the innermost depths of his being. And then, Va'ayil L'kamed Rabbi Yochanan, only then did he approach Rabbi Yochanan to learn Gemara, to go deeper into his, into a deeper understanding of his Mishnayos. Rav Ada Bar Ava, Mesadim Rasnisin, Esrim V'Arbazinin. He reviewed 24 times. Why 24? Keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim corresponds to the 24 Svarim, which you find in Tanakh. And only then, Va'ayil L'kamed Rabbi came to Rava to learn further. Rava Amar, Rava himself explains, Imra Isa Talmud Shalimude Kashal of Kibarzal. If you notice a Talmud having a hard time understanding his learning, at times his Rebbe is to blame. Or not to blame, it's attributed to the Rebbe who is not really corresponding with him properly. Perhaps the Rebbe is unsure of the Talmud's sincerity. He's waiting for that to surface, and for the time being, he's not really being so forthcoming. Bishvil Rabbi, it's because of the Rebbe Sheinei Mazbir Leitam Panim, who's not really being so gracious with the Talmud and not really explaining it to him the way the Talmud would like, and Talmud has a hard time understanding it. Sheinema V'hulei Panim Kilkal, the relationship is not a proper relationship. The Panim is not being presented properly. He's showing him Panim Rois. And not being gracious to the Talmud, my Takante, what should the Talmud do in this case? To change the Rebbe's attitude towards him. Yarbul of Reim, increase some friends to go to the Rebbe and tell the Rebbe, yeah, he's a sincere fellow, he'd like to really learn. Be nice to him. Shenema v'chayolim yigbar. Should get friends, chayolim. Increase the pressure, try to get a change in attitude. Pasuk continues, v'yisroin hichshir chachma. Better off if initially he never got to this point. Kolshken, of course, im huchshiru masav, if the Talmud's deeds would have appeared proper, bifnei Rabbi Mikar initially, in front of his Rebbe, so his Rebbe would have taken well to him, lichatchila, and not gotten into this mess. V'amrav Abi, ma'idich ziv im yashach hanachash b'loy lachash ve'in yisroin l'bal aloshim. If the nachash will bite, because there's no lachash, there's no fellow, the charmer, fellow that chants, prevents the nachash from biting. So the nachash will bite if there's no fellow charming him. And likewise, vein yisrin lo bala loshen. What good is it for the bala loshen, the fellow who can admonish the kehillah, give musa to the community? He's not doing so, he's not exercising his power. What's the connection? Says the Gemara Mreisa, d'es de pashup shat. The drash is as follows. Imra Isa Dur, if you live in a generation, Shamayim Mishtakin Kenachoshes. Shamayim is behaving like metal, like Nachoshes, getting red, rusty, like copper. Inactive, not producing. Milahiri Talamata. And is withholding, is not producing the Talamata. Why? Why is that happening? Because there are no Loich Shelechishes, whisperers. Daveners, no people davening properly in that dirt. My takanosam, what's the takana? Yelchu etel mi shiyudei aluchosh. Go to the person who knows how to pray, who knows how to daven. Chsev yagadol avreyoy. His friend should daven for him. Go find somebody who's an expert at tefillah. Ve'ein yisrin l'bal aloshin. The pasuk continues. There's no rain, because it's nachash, meaning it's like nachoshes, because of the loy lachash, there's nobody to daven. The pasuk continues, v'ein yisrin l'bal loshen, which means, umi she'ef shloy luchash, v'ein loychash, to somebody who has the ability amongst them has the ability to daven, and he refuses to do so, refuses to take advantage of his power of tefillah. Mahano yeshle. What benefit does he have? He has power, he has the ability, and he doesn't exercise his power. Now, what about vimlocha shuloinana? Suppose he tried, he daven, no response. By takante, what should he do now? Yelech etel chosid shebedur. He should approach the chosid, the pious of the dur. V'yar bolo betfilah, and he should increase tefillah. He's the expert davener. He should be the one who should take it upon himself. Shenamar v'yitzav oleh b'mafgia. Hashem will instruct the rain because of the mafgia, which is tefillah. V'in pkia el tefillah, it's referring to tefillah. Shenamar v'ata al tespalel ba'da ha'mazeh. V'tisa ba'da mrino tefillah v'atifkapi. So you see that pkia is a description of tefillah. V'im lachash, let's say this expert davener was successful. He prayed, but also biyadai, and he achieved results. Umegis date. Now he takes credit. Umegis date olav. He becomes a baal gavo. Maybe aflo oilam. He brings about anger into the world. Shenemar pasuk says, mikne af al oile. The drasha is. See, the pasuk begins Yagdal of Rei, Mikna af al oila. So Yagdal of Rei means if he davens and he's successful and he's all proud of himself, Mikna is like Makna af. He brings up the af al oila on the person who behaves haughtily, who's a baal gaiva. That's a contradiction to the essence of tefillah. Tefillah is meant to be bittul, connection to Hashem, submission to Hashem. If he had a successful tefillah experience, to make him more humble, more connected to Hashem, not the opposite. Rava Omar, here's another drasha from this pasuk of Yagdal of Reyoy Mikna Af Af Aloyle. It's like this: Shnei Talmid Chachamim Shiyoshvin Birachas. You have two Talmid Chachamim residing in the same city. Vein Neich Zelze Balocha, and not pleasant to each other in matters of Alocha. Each one is in his own turf, his own territory. They don't interact with honor and respect. Miskanin Baaf. They instigate Hashem's anger, or malan oisui, and bring it upon themselves. Shenema makna af al oile. They bring up the af. Amr shlokish. Ma'idchsev mishoy chanochash b'leilachash. Ve'in yisroin lebal aloshem. The pasuk here seems to connect the snake who bites to a bal haloshem, to one who is engaged in loshen hara. What's the connection? Loss of love in days to come. Miskaptzus uboys kolachayis etzal nochash. All the animals will gather around the nochash and give him musar. They tell him, we don't understand what you do. You bite people, you kill them. What for? What gain do you have? Ari, look, the lion can understand. He grabs his prey, he eats it up. Ze'ev, the wolf, so he grabs his prey, he grabs it and runs to his den, eats it over there. He has something from it. But you, ato, when you bite a person, just kill him, and you slither away. Ma no yishlacha. What not do you have? Why do you do it? Amalim, he responds, it's me the connected mita. Ve'en yisru nebal loshen. What personal gain or benefit does a person have when speaking loshen hara, bashing the other person? It's enjoyable, but it doesn't make sense. When you eat something, when you have hano oil mazeh, you ingest, you internalize, you import the hana, you're having an enjoyable experience, but just bashing the other person. What good comes from it? Why is he doing it? And that's mida connected mida. My biting, even without hana, is corresponding to this chet of lashon hara. I saw a beautiful word from the Chanukah Sator, Rebbe Reb Heschel. He was the Rebbe of the Shach. He says, the Gemara tells us that a Talmud Chacham has to be noiter v'noikim k'nochosh. Take revenge like a snake. Why like a snake? Going to this Gemara, it's beautiful. Snake has no personal benefit. He's sent from Hashem to provide oinish to a baal avir. He's totally doing Hashem's mission. No personal gain, benefit, or agenda. Talmud Chacham, who strikes at his opposers, who's noikim v'noiter k'nochosh, it cannot be with any personal element there. Totally, purely l'shem Hashem, like a nochosh. That's a true Talmud Chacham. Om Rabbi Abi, ein tefilos shel adam nishmas, elim kein meisim nafshe b'kapoy. Tefillah is only effective if the person davening puts his nefesh, his life into his hands, he's willing to mend his ways. According to some mafarshim, it means that he has true kavana. His heart, his nefesh, his lips all lined up with each other, directed at the same point. Tefillah with the true kavana. Shenama nisal aveinu kapay. Ain't it? Is that so? That only true kavana works? Va'ukim shmeira. Shmuel amoira elei. Shmuel presented, positioned the announcer in front of him. V'darash, and he told the announcer to say as follows. Pasuk says, Ve'ifatu b'fiyam. They tried to convince Hashem with their mouths. Being untruthful with their lashon, just speaking words without heart, without kavanah. Their heart weren't lined up with Hashem. They weren't loyal to his bris. So even though they spoke and they davened without true kavanah, it wasn't really a genuine tefillah. Nevertheless, Hashem responds with kapara, even though there's no true kavanah going on. So how could we say that tefillah is only effective if he's misum nafshe b'kapi l'kashe? The answer is it depends. Kam b'yachad, an individual only works if he's truly b'machaven. Kam b'tzibur by tzibur, even if some aren't really with the program, Hashem responds to the tzibur b'kayach di schus of tzibur. Amar b'ami, ein g'shamim yordin el b'shvil bali amana. You know why it rains? Because of those that trust in Hashem. They place their emunah in Hashem, and Hashem responds in kind. It comes through for them. Shenemar emes me'eretz tzismach. When emes, when trust, when loyalty to Hashem rises from the eretz, people are loyal to Hashem. V'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Then tzedakah, chesed, rain comes down from Shemayim. Varam bami. Boyrei, come, I want you to take a look. It is an astounding lesson. Kama g'doylim bali emunah. Look how great are those who place their trust in Hashem. Hashem will surely have their trust realized and brought about. Menayin, how do we know this? Meichoda from a weasel, a bar, and a pit. You have to see Tosis of this. So it's the third Tosis on the Amud. Bechoda a bar. Kach b'kadosh baruch hu, achas kama b'kama. Pirush. This is based on a story. Mamen bechoda a bar. This fellow believes, he places his trust, and a chod and a bar to act as guarantors, and they come through. Certainly Hashem will come through when we trust in Him. There's a story as follows. Mas sahoya benar achas. A story involving a young woman. On the way home, there was a pit on the road. Venafla, and she tripped into the pit. Echad, a young fellow came along. V'amar, he said to her, Imani alich. What happens if I extract you from the bar? Tinasili? Will you marry me? Armalei hen, sure. And they swore to each other, they promised, he won't marry somebody else. Nor will she marry somebody else. And they turned to each other, who's going to be the guarantor to testify that we made this commitment? There's nobody except for us. They noticed suddenly this weasel walking around there. And they said to each other, Elo Shnaim, these two things, Bar v'chuda, the pit and the weasel, you, Edom v'neinu, they will serve as witnesses for this commitment, for this promise between us. V'chul darkam, each one went to their way. So they left. V'yamdu b'shvu'asa, she stuck to her words. She didn't marry anybody else. V'hu nasi shacheres, he went and married somebody else. V'yol deben, and he had a son. A weasel came along, bit the son, and the son died. She had a second son. Once again, tragedy hit. He fell into a pit and died. His wife turns to him. This is strange. Why are we experiencing this non-typical, unusual tzara here? So he's thinking to himself, and suddenly it hits him like a bolt. That promise to that girl. V'sipuli ishta kalamase, tells his wife the whole story. Amalei, she tells him, listen to this, Eishes Chayil, she says, go back to her. Imkein chazer v'kachena, go marry that girl you promised, go ahead. V'kasel aget, so he issued a divorce. V'alachonasa sapsul, he went and married that girl. And that was the end of the story. V'hainu da'amri, and that's the Gemara over here. Hamamen bebar v'chuldu. If somebody places his trust on the Bor and the Chulda, Shemidu Edusam, who came through. They were the guarantors to the Shvuah, and they followed through to ensure that the word would be kept. Says the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Umaha Mamad Bechulda Ubarakach. If a person who places his trust in a Chulda and a Bor, look what happens. They come through. Hamamad Bakadosh Baruch Hu. Allah has come, will come certainly. If a Yid places his trust in Hashem, Hashem will not disappoint. Omer B'yechanan, Kol Matzdik is Asmer Melamata. Sometimes you can have an irony. A person is Matzdik Atzmai. He purifies himself. He seeks to achieve perfection. Hashem will endeavor to get him to that point. And in fact, he might experience hardships like nobody else, because Hashem is helping him, is assisting him in this purification process, in the pursuit of perfection. Matztikin olav adim milamal, Hashem milamal will be matztik as then apply din and judgment to him. Will not let him go astray. Shenemar emes meretz tismach, when there's emes from down here, v'tzedek, tzedek din, justice, strictness, harshness, mishamayim nishkaf, comes down from Shemayim. Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Afuna Mehocha. This lesson can be learned from the following pasuk. A pasuk in Tehillim. Uchiroscha evrosecha. When does the Yirei Shemayim down here, evrosecha, your anger gets aroused. You try to keep him aligned. Make sure he doesn't stray. Rosh HaKosham Mehocha. From this pasuk. Pasuk in Yishaya. Pagata es sos. When you strike the person who's happy to accept the Yisurim, to rectify his ways, Vayisei Tzedek, tries to do justice, but the Rechecha Yiskerucha, he refers to you, Latoiva, he's masculine, Latoiva, I understand I'm going through a hard time, but it's all for the good. Ata Kutzavta Vanechta, true are you, you're expressing anger, you're giving me Yisurim because of my wrongdoings, Behem Oilam Ben Mashiach, with these Yisurim, with these hardships, I will earn eternity. Omrim Shuban Levi, if a person is glad when he experiences Yisurim, he accepts it, Latoiv, he knows it's all for the good, maybe Yeshua L'Olam, it brings about the ultimate salvation because it truly purifies him and brings him to Olam HaBo. Shenamar Bohem Olam Ben Mashiach, as we just said, the pasuk describing a person accepting Yisurim with simcha, with sas, he earns his true place in Olam HaBo. Omer Shlok, Shmai Dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean? Va'otzar es ha-shamayim. Shamayim will withhold the rain. Why loshen va'otzar? B'shosh ha-shamayim netzorn. When the skies are held up, when the rains are held up, milohir et ha-lamotar, doyimu le'isha she-mechabelas ve'ini yoledes. It's compared to an isha who's experiencing birth pangs and cannot give birth. So the bracha is there, but it's being withheld. Va'ayinu da'om Rish Lakish. Mishum ha-kapar. We find a parallel between rain and giving birth. Nemra atzira b'kshamim, we find the lashon atzira by rain, v'atzar es ha-shamayim. And likewise, v'nemra atzira b'isha, by the women as well. Nemra atzira b'isha, we find by the isha, shenemar, ki atzar atzar Hashem ba'at kol rechem. The nashim were prevented from giving birth. V'nemra atzira b'kshamim, likewise by rain, d'chsiv v'atzar es ha-shamayim. Rashi on the top line says, Nemra atzira b'isha, what's the point of connecting rain to giving birth? Kaloimar, al kulon mevakshim rachmim. It's not an automatic system. It's not understood. When it comes to rain, when it comes to giving birth, even though the bracha is there, you have to daven. Hashem wants us to connect him, to daven, to elicit that bracha, to have the bracha delivered. Continues the Gemara on the third line. Nemar leida b'isha, we find leida by anisha. V'nemar leida b'kshamim, same by rain. Nemar leida b'isha, d'chsev atara teilat bein. V'nemar leida b'gshamim, likewise by rain we find leida, d'chsev oylida v'itzmicha. Nemar p'kida b'isha, d'loshem p'kida we find by giving birth. V'nemar p'kida b'gshamim, p'kida by rain as well. Nemar p'kida b'isha, d'chsev Hashem pakad asara. Hashem remembered Sara to enable her birth process. V'nemar p'kida b'gshamim, we find the same by rain. D'chsev pakad ta'aretz, v'ata shakekeo, rabas ta'ashrena, palag alakim alemayim, referring to the rain process. Now, what does this mean? Pelagalakim, molei mayim. Sounds like there's a reservoir full of water. My pelagalakim molei mayim. Tono, we learned in the Brayse, yeah. Kimin kubu yesh berkia, some sort of box, a container, a reservoir up in the sky. Shemeno gisham yitzim, from which rain comes out. Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Maydechsev. How do we understand the pasuk in Tehillim? Im leshevet, im leartzoy, im lechesed yamtzieu. What does this mean? Im leshevet, b'harim b'gvoyis. Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi inside. Two lines from the top. Im leshevet. Sometimes there was a gzera that the rain should come down with force, with harshness, like a shevet, like a stick hitting. Suppose on Rosh Hashanah Hashem decided this year a flood a year. As yordim b'koyach k'shevet, shemake b'koyach. It's meant to come down like a staff, like a stick. And what happened? V'chazav b'tshuva. Everybody did tshuva. Now, there are lots of rain on the wings, meant to come down, but Hashem wants to bring it in a way where it's beneficial. So what does Hashem do? He retools the rain. He adapts it to the situation. He takes the flooding and sends it to the mountains. Aval im lechesed. Suppose Klal Yisrael were in good shape on Rosh Hashanah. And perhaps they even improved throughout the year. So that bit of rain that they were supposed to get, Hashem stretches it. Hashem will take that rain and direct it exactly where it's meant to go in the most beneficial manner. Let's go back to the Gemara. Im leshevet, if it was meant to come down harshly, b'har megvois, he sends it out to the mountains. Im lechesed, if it was meant to be provided with kindness, yam tziyu la'artzai, he will direct it at the oretz, b'sodus u'bekrom, to the fields, the vineyard, the orchards, where we have maximum benefit. Another pshat, is a girsa which puts in the word davar acher, another pshat in this pasuk, describing three different types of rains, all in a good way. Im leshevet, whether it's strong, harsh rains, li lanis, but that benefits the trees. Im leartzoy, just plain rains, lizroim, for the seeds. So each type of rain is directed at that particular location which enjoys it the most. Im lechesed, if Hashem wants to add chesed, so he takes the rain and he prolongs it more and more, until all the pits fill up with water. So the pasuk is actually describing three different manners of Hashem providing rain in a pleasant, proper way. Forceful rain for the trees, pleasant rains for the plants, and an abundance of rain to fill up all the cisterns and reservoirs. B'mei Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni have a kafna. During the days of Shmuel, there was a hunger. Sorry, have a kafna means yeah, hunger, umoisna, and a deadly plague. They were struck by two tragedies, a famine and a plague. Amri, the people were saying, Heichene Abed, what should we do now? Niboy Rachmi Atarti, should we ask Hashem to take care of both? Well, Yafshar, you can't do that. You're only meant to ask, to focus on one thing. Perhaps let's daven. Hashem removes the plague. The kafna nispa will just suffer, will tolerate the famine. Plague is worse than famine. So he turns to him and says, no, I have an idea. Do two for the price of one. Liboy rachme kafna. Let's daven. Hashem removes the hunger. Now Hashem will give us bracha. When Hashem gives sustenance and abundance, He gives it to living people, or else what's the point? He gives it to living people. So once Hashem decides to give us bracha, to remove the famine, by default, we'll remain alive. Hashem will address the plague as well. And He gives it to who? How do you know you're not meant to ask for two things at once? We fast, we ask for this. Only for one request. Apparently there was something else there, but only focused on one. Morav Rami, and it's a they have a different source. Mishmeid Chagai, Mehocha. V'rachman l'mibuk mekadam l'koshmaya. Al Raza Dana, let's ask Rachmanis for this thing. Specifically for this. Mechal dikachriti, apparently it was another concern, but they focused on one. B'mei Reb Zera. In the time of Reb Zera, Gozer Gzera. The Goyim decreed an anti-religious decree, or Gzer of Shmad, according to some Gerses, That's number one. And number two, they were smart. V'gazu d'loy l'meisa b'tanisa. They decreed Klal Yisrael can't have any fast days because they knew the power of Atan is the power of tshuva. So no shmad and no fasting. Now they're stuck. What should they do? How could they annul the gzera? Amar Rav Zera. So Rav Zera tells them, look, here's the solution. Nekabli ilavan. Let's commit ourselves. Let's be makabel Atanis. L'chibat l'gzera leisvei. And Bezes Hashem, the actual commitment will arouse Rachmanis, and Hashem will be mivatel l'gzera, and then we'll observe the Yom Atanis. That's the most we can do. That's the least we can do. Amrlei, so they turn to Menolocha. How do you know that? Simply by way of accepting the Tanis, that in itself brings about a schus and can achieve results. Just a commitment without fulfillment. Omar Lui says, yeah, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elai. So the Malach tells Daniel, Al Tira Daniel, don't have any fear. Kimina Yema Rishna Shana Satas Lipcha. From that first day, from the time where you committed yourself, Lahavin Ulas Anais, Fenel Kecha, to start fasting. From the moment you started planning the fasting, Nishmud Varech, Hashem already accepted your efforts. And that itself was Moeder Schus. Says the Marsha, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? That planning, the Machshava Toiva, has merits. The Gemara Kedushin already tells us, Machshava Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'Masa, a good plan, a good intention, is considered like a Masa. It connects it to the Masa, gives you Schar for the Machshava as well. So we see that Machshava carries weight, even without the Masa. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Says the Marsha, no, there's a big difference. Machshava Toiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for the Masa. When you do the Masa, Hashem is local. Not just the Masa, but Machshava also gives you Schar. Hashem combines the Machshava to the forthcoming Masa. That's when you did the Masa. But how do you know that Machshava on its own carries weight and has value? This is Avul Gemara. They couldn't fast. It was a gzera against it. But the fact that you jump into it, you're willing to commit, that itself is a sacrifice, which brings about Schus. Even if they're experiencing an extreme famine like the days of Eliyahu, there's no rain for many years, and then they experience rain on Erev Shabbos when everybody's out in the market for errands. It's a siman klal, it's not the appropriate time. Ideally, it would be Friday night, like Rashi says in Chumash, but Friday by day, it's the worst time. As Rabbi tells us, in similar fashion, kosher yom haMitra be yom haDina. For it to rain, for the yom haMitra to arrive on yom haDin, as she says, on Mondays and Thursdays, everybody would come to the cities and engage in dinim when the bati dinim were in session. So that's a very inconvenient time for rain. Omar Meimar iloy detzarach lebriyasa. You know what? If the world wouldn't need rain, ba'in and rachmi. I would ask Hashem, I would daven, matlimlei, to cancel the whole concept of rain. It's annoying and it's inconvenient and annoying. The Paris Yosef is an interesting pshat. He says that I may have meant to say the world needs it to be Moir Rachmim, to bring kapara, to bring tshuva. Meaning, Hashem uses rain as a tool to force people to do tshuva. Right. Lack of rain brings famine, and that pushes people against the wall, creates that pressure to do tshuva, so it keeps us in shape. That's what he meant to say. Iloy detzarach lebriyas, meaning Hashem could have, so to speak, found another way to water the plants. Moisture coming up from the ground. Why do you have to have rain? Rainy day, I mean, it's muddy and a mess. What's the point? See, that's what he's saying. Iloy detzarach lebriyas, not for the fact that the briyas need that should happen through rain. This way, when they see there's no rain, suddenly they're on guard, and it brings cheshbon nefesh, it brings the tshuva, brings the tikkun ha-maisen. If not for that purpose of the rain, I would daven to be mevatel it. So rain serves a good purpose, brings us to do tshuva, as we learned a couple of days ago, called Yoreh Malkush, because it's Malkush, Mal It removes like a mila mol, because she is saying shal Yisrael, the difficulties within Yisrael bring them to the tshuva. Rashi says, look, when there's no rain, ksheinu yored, chayzim Yisrael b'tshuva, misanin v'oisin stuck. So, that's the purpose of rain. It brings about tshuva and proper behavior. V'amar b'yitzchak, you know, the aniyim, it's only Shabbos when they experience delicacies, and the Gemara tells us elsewhere that the aniyim have a hard time, they're not used to gourmet food, and it brings about internal disorders. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Rabbi Yitzchak shemesh b'Shabbos, when you have that warm sun on Shabbos, stuck al aniyim, it's really good. It's a chesed for the aniyim. It brings them refuah from their ailments. Shenema v'zorcha lachem yirei shmi, those that are yirei Hashem, those that are shemesh Shabbos, the sun will shine to them. Zorcha shemesh tztoka marper, bring about tztoka and refuah." The Yom HaGshamim carries such great significance and represents such an expression of goodwill and bracha from Hashem. Shafilu pruta shebekis misperechas, but even money in your pocket gets bracha on this day. It's not only the farms benefit, even the stock market goes up, because rain represents bracha on all levels. Shenemar lo seis matar artzach abitoy, right? So when it rains, ulevorich el kolmas as kolmas yadecha. So the bracha of rain, she is bracha in all person's business endeavors. V'amar b'Yitzchak, in a bracha mitzuya, el bedover hasomim min ayin. Bracha only applies to something which is hidden from one's eye. Shenemar yitzav Hashem itcha as a bracha basamecha. Hashem will bring about bracha basamecha. Literally means your silo. Rashi in Bava Metzia says, "Ba'asomecha." The drasha is lashon davar hasomim min ayin, something hidden from view. Tana de Rishmol in a bracha metzuya, elo bedavar she'in ha'ayin shalatas boy. Bracha only applies to something which is not under the control, under the gaze of one's eye. Shenemar yitzav Hashem itcha as a bracha ba'asomecha, something hidden. Says the Maharal. Bracha denotes unlimitedness, beyond restriction, beyond limitation, beyond gvul. Eye is something which limits a person's gaze, restricts it. Okay, that's the picture, that's the he frames it, he limits it. That's where Ayin Hara comes in. So Ayin represents a concept of limitation, restriction, packaging, gvul, and midah. Says the Maharal, bracha, something which is beyond limitation, growth, expansion. That only applies to something which is not under the gaze, which is not affected by the gaze of one's eye, which limits things. So you want bracha? Keep saying hidden. As we're going to see soon, don't count your money. Don't measure your crop. Just let it be. And bracha will arrive. Turn it up on. Anichnas lomad. It's garnet. This fellow is going to his granary to measure up his kernels. Oymers, he says a special bracha. Yirotzim ofanech, Hashem lakenu, shetishlach bracha b'masi yedenu, she send bracha in our doings. His chalamut, once he starts measuring his crop, Oymer, he says, baruch hashelech bracha b'kirazeh, Hashem is the makor bracha who sends bracha to this kri. Moda advakach birach. Suppose you already counted up his crop, and then he decides to make a bracha. It's too late. I raise a tefillah shav. It's a false tefillah. If she'ena bracha metzuya, it's too late for bracha to come. The bracha is only found loy b'davar hashokel, not something which is weighed, loy b'davar mudded, something which is measured, loy b'davar money, not something which is counted. Ella b'davar hasomim min ayin, something which is hidden from eye, from view. Amar b'yechna, gadol yom hakshamim. You know how great the rainy day is? Shkiyom kibitz galis. It's like the day of the ingathering of the exiles. Lasad lavish. Nema shuvah shemesh v'yaseinu. Bring together our galios, kafikim b'negev. It's compared to the afikim, the streams b'negev. Ve'na afikim alamata. It's referring to the water flowing. Shenema v'yiro afikim yam. The sources of the yam will be revealed. So we see afikim relates to water sources. And if we see that Shuvah Shvisein in gathering of the gullies relates to water, we see that Yom HaGshamim is equal in value to kibbutz gullies. You know how good the rainy day is? Shafilu Gayasis Poskis, but even the legions of soldiers roaming around and making trouble, they stop traveling. The roads are muddy and impassable. So actually, we have benefit from the fact that it's muddy and rainy out there. Shenemar Tilomeo Ravi, so the furrows were saturated with water. Nachais Gedudeo, the Gedudim, the legions, they rest and stop terrorizing these citizens. You know why rains would stop? It's only because of those who pledge their donations, barabim in public, get up by the Mishaberach, $1,000, very nice, and they don't carry through on their word. So they're pretenders. And therefore, we experience the same when it comes to rain. Shenamar, nesim v'ruach. You have clouds in the sky, nesim v'ruach, and tons of wind, but there's no rain. So we have the presentation, but it doesn't actually actualize into reality. Like this fellow is pledging and doesn't bring the money. V'geshem ayin, there's no rain. Why is that? Ish mishalil v'matas shakar, because the person who praises himself, he gets covered because of his false nesina, his false pledge. It says Rashi 11 from the bottom. Poiskei tzedakah v'rabim. He does it in public, l'shem l'fnim, right? In public, to garner publicity. Why is the Gemara specifically describe him as doing it in public? It's just the common way of doing it. It's uncommon for a person to commit a tzedakah privately and not to follow through. If he's committing, obviously he plans on giving it, but at times you can have a person getting up in public, committing and pledging, and the point is just to get the covet, but he doesn't really intend on following through. And the result is no rain. Why? Nesim v'ruach. Boin loylam. You have clouds, you have winds. Kilu g'shamim yarden, as though there are rains coming. Vein in yarden, there's no rain. B'shvila ish shamis halu v'matas sheket. Why is this coming? Because of this fellow who is achieving honor and glory with his false pledge. The g'shem sh'oise l'fanim u'machin v'sanim, just as he is just presenting and raising the expectations of the aniyim. Av shamayim machnif and sa'aris, likewise, the shamayim raise the expectations down here. Shamar and nesim v'ruach, they present clouds and winds. Because shamayim, there's no rain. Inami, another pshat would be ein. The word ein, koyash shloshim, is going back to all three. There's no rain, there's no clouds, there's no winds. Kol elu netzarn, everything is netzar, we don't have anything. In any case, that's the einish for the false pledgers. There's no bracha. So keeping one's word when it comes to tzedakah brings about bracha to the whole world. Okay, so what did we learn today? We learned about the Talmud who was having a difficult time learning. Perhaps it's because his Mishnayos aren't properly organized. Go ahead and rework it, reorganize it, and then proceed to Gemara. Perhaps the Rebbe isn't being pleasant to him. Make sure to correct that image, show your integrity, show your sincerity, and have the Rebbe respond in kind. We learned about the fact that a person who has the ability to daven should exercise that power, take advantage of the koyach hatfil to bring about bracha for the world. We learned about the nachash who says, look, I bite for no reason, but so does the Baal Lashon Hara bite for no reason. We learned about placing one's trust in Hashem, and Hashem will certainly come through. We learned about the comparison between rain and leida. We learned about the power of commitment. Be makabel atanis, even if they couldn't currently fulfill it. It brings about bracha right then and there. We learned about that fact that bracha arrives when something is hidden from you, not counted, measured, weighed, and not focused on. It has the bracha, the unlimited bracha from Hashem. We learned about the brachas a person makes, the yiratzen, the bracha when he's engaged in measuring his crop, his granary. We learned about the fact that a person's tzedakah commitments can affect the bracha throughout the world. All the best to you and much hatzlacha.